Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series on the sales agreement. Right now, we're going to talk about the title.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the sales agreement. It covers a lot of things that you may not think of, because when everything goes well, you may not need a lot of what is in the contract itself. But when things go sideways, everyone points to the contract to understand how to proceed.
And if it is turning sideways, there is a violation or a breach of the contract, which could allow the seller to terminate the transaction or the buyer to terminate the transaction. It's so critical how this transaction is being reduced to writing and being agreed to by the buyer and the seller. It's tremendously important to be using experienced brokers to accomplish this end.
Title insurance is a generally a concept that's addressed in the transaction itself. Title insurance is usually paid by the seller to the benefit of the buyer, helping them understand and have confidence that the title has changed hands throughout time fully, and the capacity to sell is truly in the hands of the seller at the time of the transaction. Borrowers, buyers, are usually getting loans, and if they are getting loans, they are going to have to pay a full title insurance policy to the benefit of the lender.
And these are important because the seller's capacity to close a transaction is based upon the quality of title that they have that would be passed on to the buyer. So the buyer wants to know, what's the quality of this title? What are the defects of title that I need to know about? What are the encumbrances? What are the surveys? Issues, etc. So the seller then pays for a title policy that shows that the current condition and defects of title. So as the buyer reviews it, they say, okay, I understand it and I can accept it, or I need to have you remove items 1, 3, and 9, or whatever.
If there's an HOA, a homeowners association, it's attached to the title. If there's easements to the benefit or to the detriment of that property, it's attached to the title. So you really, the legal description, as you mentioned, Bob, could be surveyed to verify that those descriptions are valid as part of the property. That's all part of the preliminary title report. You'll usually receive that in about 5 business days into the transaction and review it and have the opportunity as a buyer to request a modification as you described.
So it's so important. And from a lender's standpoint, of course, they are making a loan premised upon the capacity in the event that things go sideways, that they would foreclose on a property, and they need to know the quality of title on the property they'd foreclose on. So title is a title report is critically important to both the buyer and the lender.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.